I don't know if that helps or if anyone has any questions.
Is any of the other pads or areas?
Does any of the other pads or areas that Sprague uses, do they all use the same retention pond, or is it just
that pad? Just that pad.
Just for that pad, okay.
Yes. Oh, and yes, it came up before. The someone asked about sediment disposal. Just under waste regulations, we would, before we disposed of that, you know, it would be whatever the buildup is, there'd be a point where we drain that, go in and scoop the sediments out. That would be done through an authorized waste discharge handler, Clean Harbors, Tredebi. They would test that. We're required to have samples taken, and then based on whatever materials are in there, it would be disposed of based on state and federal regulations that way.
Thank you.
Did you have anything at this point, Keith?
No.
This is kind of interesting. We're dealing with an application for Grimmel Industries. Sprague is the one that's responsible for wastewater discharge. You're the one on the hook,
yes,
so to speak, on it. If, let's say, any of your test results come back that are unacceptable to the DEP, for example?
No.
Tell me permits. So you've been acceptable for your waste discharge all the time?
Yes.
Now, I'm listening. When we received a packet, big packet from the Conservation Law Foundation with a lot of stuff in there on Portsmouth and EPA and requests. And we heard it in the public hearing, concern for some things I don't think Sprague tests for, like mercury, zinc, lead, aluminum, copper, PCBs. Do you test for those now or have those tested?
We don't.
So what happens if you're not testing for them, and they, let's say they get into that discharge water, into the detention pond and stuff? I guess I have to ask, what is Sprague going to do? You're the one on the hook, not Grimmel. I have some thoughts on it. Get to it in a minute. I have some thoughts on it. Requiring testing for this stuff before and after some of these things. But we can... We put this on Grimmel because they're the ones that are in the application, not Sprague. You're wrong, but they're the ones that are applying for us. You're an interested party because it's your land. You're going to get up here and speak?
Yeah, I think there's just a couple of things. Jim Terrio, I think that the sediment may actually be tested for that material. We're waiting to hear from the state on what will be the test requirements and for the water. So the state will come back to us and tell us. At this time, we currently don't test for those things because we don't handle anything that might cause those things. The state may actually add that to our permit going forward. They do it after the fact. When you tell them that you're going to start handling this, then they come back to you and tell you what additional testing they want. But our agreement specifically allows us to throw Grimmel out if we find they're violating anything. And so that is our intent. I mean, we would not adhere to somebody doing something like that. Ultimately, their ability to ever dredge that dock in the future.
That word again.
And sediments would specifically be tested for metals, or because that's a different, whatever the regulations are for waste disposal would be different.
That's a test on a sediment. PCBs would show up in there, right? All these other things are metals. They would show up in the sediment. But again, we're not licensing Sprague on this. We're not doing a license here. We're doing an approval for Grimmel. And one of the thoughts, at least my personal thought, is that this discharge, going in the discharge with the sediment or whatever, gets tested before there's any metal put on the site. In other words, a baseline testing. And
we would have that from all. We'd do this quarterly, so we'd already have quarterly results going back. And
if they have it, okay. But you don't have it for these materials right now. And we don't know if the DP or EPA or anyone else is going to require you to test. We're looking at, I guess, from the town's point of view on it. been brought to all of our attention anyway, and come up in the public hearing about different things, but reading the stuff from EPA, what they requested and what they wanted things, and you get questionable whether it was in there, it wasn't in there. But if you test initially before there's anything on there, you're coming down for these materials, then that answers to say, okay, Sprague's not putting it in there. And then test maybe before every vessel, I thought monthly or something like that before, when they start putting in there, if there are any of these contaminants in there. And the reason you do it on that, you're clean right now for the things you test for. You come up with anything else, then you point finger at somebody, you know, at Grimmel. They're the only ones discharging in there. It's better to stop it the first time than wait till it goes on 3 or 4 months or whatever. And if the tests continue to come back, let's say in 1 year, with no problems, then go back to your quarterly testing for it and sell these same materials, even if DEP doesn't require it. The town has definite, particularly for mercury, where we've already got a slug of it coming downriver. We have had. It's in there. That's one in particular. Lead's not very good for us either on that and some of the others. And really, you know, a lot of people don't like PCBs. Eagles don't like them either.
Yeah.
I mean, people with cancer don't like them.
Yeah.
So.
So what specifically are you recommending, though? I mean,
well, this is going to thing. We come down, if we get to, you know, if we proceed into this, I'm asking a thing, you know, that might be a condition on approval. I know what you have in there for operating things, and if they follow what you have in there, it's pretty good. But, you know, on your lease agreement, and that's why I included it in the package in there, that you have those. We can refer to that and say that then who enforces it? How do we monitor? The guy's going to be looking at this, the code enforcement officer and stuff. You know, that Grimmel is in compliance. You have already stated you are in compliance now. So, you know, we don't worry about it.
And it's in our interest to keep them in compliance at the same time.
Yeah, it is. I agree. And it's in our interest, let's say, to find out, okay, if there is, if it isn't doing well, and I take the thing with mercury in particular, or something, saying, no, there's none that's going to come in on this metal. And it's supposedly zero. Zero now. It gets off. I'm just a suspicious guy, I guess. Haven't found that some of the stuff comes in there. Maybe they didn't take all these little sensors apart or something, and we get some in there. How it goes in. If you're testing for it, it's not there. There's no problem. That's good. That's one point. The other thing I guess clarify as we go into this, the only reason we're hearing this tonight is that this was an application for a junkyard. And under a junkyard, ferrous metal and stuff. And in the land use ordinance, the permitted in the industrial district is a junkyard with planning board review. So we don't review pads, but we have to, by the ordinance, to review junkyards. On the last meeting, the one that came in after main burials, that was a pad on stuff. Didn't go through the same stuff you're going through. We're reviewing this under a junkyard, not a laydown area, a pad. It's a junkyard. So you'd have a suggestion on it that, you know, you would police Grimmel, you know, to keep yourselves out of hot water. Is that correct?
We would release Grimmel?
Police them.
Oh, police them, yes.
Well, effectively, we'd have to because we hold the permit. So a violation of the permit would be our violation.